First Esdras, chapter 1. In the first year of Cyrus, king of the Persians, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of the Persians, and he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom, and in writing also, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of the Persians, The Lord, the God of heaven, hath given to me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judea. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him. Let him go up to Jerusalem, which is in Judea, and build the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. He is the God that is in Jerusalem. And let all the rest in all the places wheresoever they dwell help him every man from his place, with silver and gold and goods and cattle, besides that which they offer freely to the temple of God, which is in Jerusalem. Then rose up the chief of the fathers of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and Levites, and every one whose spirit God had raised up, to go up to build the temple of the Lord, which was in Jerusalem. And all they that were round about helped their hands with vessels of silver and gold, with goods and with beasts and with furniture, besides what they had offered on their own accord. And King Cyrus brought forth vessels of the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken from Jerusalem, and had put them in the temple of his God. Now Cyrus, king of Persia, brought them forth by the hand of Mithridath, the son of Gezabar, and numbered them to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. And this is the number of them: 30 bowls of gold, 1,000 bowls of silver, 29 knives, 30 cups of gold, silver cups of a second sort, 410, other vessels, 1,000. All the vessels of gold and silver, 5,400. All these Sheshbazzar brought with them that came up from the captivity of Babylon to Jerusalem. 1 Esdras, chapter 2. Now these are the children of the province that went out of the captivity, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away to Babylon, and who returned to Jerusalem and Judah, every man to his city, who came with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Sariah, Realiah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, Baana. The number of the men of the people of Israel, the children of Parash, 2,172. The children of Shephatiah, 372. The children of Ara, 775. The children of Pahath-Moab, the children of Jeshua, Joab, 2,812. The children of Elam, 1,254. The children of Zattu, 945. The children of Zakkai, 760. The children of Bani, 642. The children of Bebai, 623. The children of Azgad, 1,222. The children of Adonikam, 666. The children of Bigvai, 2,056. The children of Aden, 454. The children of Ater, who were Hezekiah, 98. The children of Bezai, 323. The children of Jorah, 112. The children of Hashem, 223. The children of Gibbar, 95. The children of Bethlehem, 123. The men of Netophah, 56. The men of Anathoth, 128. The children of Azmaveth, 42. The children of Kirjath-Aram, Kephirah, and Beeroth, 743. The children of Ramah and Geba, 621. The men of Michmaz, 122. The men of Bethel and Ai, 223. The children of Nebo, 52. The children of Magbish, 156. The children of the other Elam, 1,255. The children of Haram, 320. The children of Lod, Hadid, and Ono, 725. The children of Jericho, 345. The children of Saneah, 3,630. The priests, the children of Jediah of the house of Jeshua, 973. The children of Immer, 1,052. The children of Pashur, 1,247. The children of Haram, 1,017. The Levites, the children of Jeshua and of the children of Hodaviah, 74. The singing men, the children of Asaph, 128. The children of the porters, the children of Shallum, the children of Ater, the children of Talmon, the children of Akkub, the children of Hattiah, the children of Shobai, in all 139. The Nethinites, the children of Ziah, the children of Hasupha, the children of Tabaoth, the children of Kiraz, the children of Siaha, the children of Padan, the children of Labana, the children of Hagaba, the children of Akkub, the children of Hagab, the children of Shalmai, the children of Hanan, the children of Giddol, the children of Gehar, the children of Reiah, the children of Rezin, the children of Nekoda, the children of Gazam, the children of Uzzah, the children of Paseah, the children of Besai, the children of Osna, the children of Meunim, the children of Nephusim, the children of Bakbuk, the children of Hakufa, the children of Harher, the children of Basleth, the children of Mehida, the children of Harsha, the children of Barkas, the children of Sisera, the children of Tema, the children of Naziah, the children of Hatipha, the children of the servants of Solomon, the children of Sotai, the children of Sophereth, the children of Peruda, the children of Jaela, the children of Darkan, the children of Giddel, the children of Shephatiah, the children of Hattil, the children of Pachareth, which were of Zebaim, the children of Amai. All the Nethinites and the children of the servants of Solomon, 392. And these are they that came up from Telmila, Telharsha, Kirub, and Adon, and Immer. And they could not show the house of their fathers and their seed, whether they were of Israel. The children of Delaiah, the children of Tobiah, the children of Nekoda, 652. And the children of the priests, the children of Hobeah, the children of Hakaz, the children of Barzillai, who took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite and was called by their name. These sought the writing of their genealogy and found it not, and they were cast out of the priesthood. And Atirshatha said to them that they should not eat of the Holy of Holies till there arose a priest learned and perfect. All the multitudes as one man were 42,360, besides their men servants and their women servants, of whom there were 7,337, and among them singing men and singing women 200. Their horses 736, their mules 245, their camels 435, their asses 6,720. And some of the chief of their fathers, when they came to the temple of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, offered freely to the house of the Lord to build it in its place. According to their ability, they gave towards the expenses of the work 61,000 solids of gold, 5,000 pounds of silver, and 100 garments for the priests. So the priests and the Levites and some of the people and the singing men and the porters and the Nethinites dwelt in their cities, and all Israel in their cities. 1 Esdras chapter 3. And now the seventh month was come, and the children of Israel were in their cities, and the people gathered themselves together as one man to Jerusalem. And Jeshua the son of Jozadak rose up, and his brethren the priests, and Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and his brethren, and they built the altar of the God of Israel, that they might offer holocausts upon it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And they set the altar of God upon its bases, while the people of the lands round about put them in fear. And they offered upon it a holocaust to the Lord, morning and evening. And they kept the Feast of Tabernacles, as it is written, and offered the holocaust every day, orderly, according to the commandment, the duty of the day in its day. And afterwards the continual holocaust, both on the new moons and on all the solemnities of the Lord that were consecrated, and on all in which a free will offering was made to the Lord. From the first day of the seventh month they began to offer holocausts to the Lord, but the temple of God was not yet founded. And they gave money to hewers of stones and to masons, and meat and drink and oil to the Sidonians and the Tyrians, to bring cedar trees from Lebanus to the Sea of Joppa, according to the orders which Cyrus, king of the Persians, had given them. And in the second year of their coming to the temple of God in Jerusalem, the second month, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and the rest of their brethren, the priests, and the Levites, and all that were come from the captivity to Jerusalem began, and they appointed Levites from 20 years old and upward to hasten forward the work of the Lord. Then Jeshua and his sons and his brethren, Kadmiel and his sons, and the children of Judah, as one man, stood to hasten them that did the work in the temple of God, the sons of Henadad, and their sons, and their brethren, the Levites. And when the masons laid the foundations of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their ornaments with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise God by the hands of David, king of Israel. And they sung together hymns and praise to the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever towards Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout, praising the Lord, because the foundations of the temple of the Lord were laid. But many of the priests and the Levites and the chief of the fathers and the ancients that had seen the former temple, when they had the foundation of this temple before their eyes, wept with a loud voice. And many, shouting for joy, lifted up their voice, so that one could not distinguish the voice of the shout of joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For one with another the people shouted with a loud shout, and the voice was heard afar off. 1 Esdras chapter 4. Now the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the children of the captivity were building a temple to the Lord, the God of Israel. And they came to Zerubbabel and the chief of the fathers, and said to them, Let us build with you, for we seek your God as ye do. Behold, we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us hither. But Zerubbabel and Jeshua and the rest of the chief of the fathers of Israel said to them, You have nothing to do with us to build a house to our God, but we ourselves alone will build to the Lord our God, as Cyrus, king of the Persians, hath commanded us. Then the people of the land hindered the hands of the people of Judah, and troubled them in building. And they hired counselors against them to frustrate their design all the days of Cyrus, king of Persia, even until the reign of Darius, king of the Persians. And in the reign of Ahasuerus, in the beginning of his reign, they wrote an accusation against the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. And in the days of Artaxerxes, Bishlam, Mithridath, and Tabal, and the rest that were in the council, wrote to Artaxerxes, king of the Persians, and the letter of accusation was written in Syrian, and was read in the Syrian tongue. Rehum-Baal-Teum and Shimshai the scribe wrote a letter from Jerusalem to King Artaxerxes in this manner. Rehum-Baal-Teum and Shimshai the scribe and the rest of their counselors, the Dinaites and the Apharsathites, the Tarpalites, the Apharsites, the Archivites, the Babylonians, the Shushanakites, the Dehavites, and the Elamites, and the rest of the nations whom the great and glorious Asnapper brought over and made to dwell in the cities of Samaria and in the rest of the countries of this side of the river in peace. This is the copy of the letter which they sent to him. To Artaxerxes, the king, thy servants, the men that are on this side of the river, send greeting. Be it known to the king that the Jews who came up from thee to us are come to Jerusalem, a rebellious and wicked city, which they are building, setting up the ramparts thereof and repairing the walls. And now be it known to the king that if this city be built up and the walls thereof repaired, they will not pay tribute nor toll, nor yearly revenues, and this loss will fall upon the kings. But we, remembering the salt that we have eaten in the palace, and because we count it a crime to see the king wronged, have therefore sent and certified the king, that search may be made in the books of the histories of thy fathers, and thou shalt find written in the records, and shalt know that this city is a rebellious city, and hurtful to the kings and provinces, and that wars were raised therein of old time, for which cause also the city was destroyed. We certify the king that if this city be built and the walls thereof repaired, thou shalt have no possession on this side of the river. The king sent word to Rehum-Baal-Teum and Shimshai the scribe, and to the rest that were in their council, inhabitants of Samaria, and to the rest beyond the river, sending greeting and peace. The accusation which you have sent to us hath been plainly read before me, and I command, and search hath been made, and it is found, that this city of old time hath rebelled against kings, and seditions and wars have been raised therein. For there have been powerful kings in Jerusalem who have had dominion over all the country that is beyond the river, and have received tribute and toll and revenues. Now therefore hear the sentence. Hinder those men that this city be not built till further orders be given by me. See that you be not negligent in executing this, lest by little and little the evil grow to the hurt of the kings. Now the copy of the edict of King Artaxerxes was read before Rehum-Baltiam and Shimshai the scribe and their counselors, and they went up in haste to Jerusalem to the Jews and hindered them with arm and power. Then the work of the house of the Lord in Jerusalem was interrupted and ceased till the second year of the reign of Darius, king of the Persians. 1 Esdras, chapter 5. Now Agis the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo prophesied to the Jews that were in Judea and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel. Then rose up Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Jeshua the son of Jozadak and began to build the temple of God in Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them. And at that time came to them Tattenai, who was governor beyond the river, and Shethar-Boznai, and their counselors, and said thus to them, Who hath given you counsel to build this house, and to repair the walls thereof? In answer to which we gave them the names of the men who were the promoters of that building. But the eye of their God was upon the ancients of the Jews, and they could not hinder them. And it was agreed that the matter should be referred to Darius, and then they should give satisfaction concerning that accusation. The copy of the letter that Tattenai, governor of the country beyond the river, and Shethar-Boznai, and his counselors, the Apharsachites, who dwelt beyond the river, sent to Darius the king. The letter which they sent him was written thus, To Darius the king, all peace. Be it known to the king that we went to the province of Judea, to the house of the great God, which they are building with unpolished stones, and timber is laid in the walls, and this work is carried on diligently, and advanceth in their hands. And we asked those ancients, and said to them thus, Who hath given you authority to build this house, and to repair these walls? We asked also of them their names, that we might give thee notice, and we have written the names of the men that are the chief among them. And they answered us in these words, saying, We are the servants of the God of heaven and earth, and we are building a temple that was built these many years ago, and which a great king of Israel built and set up. But after that our fathers had provoked the God of heaven to wrath, he delivered them into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, the Chaldean. And he destroyed this house and carried away the people to Babylon. But in the first year of Cyrus, the king of Babylon, King Cyrus set forth a decree that this house of God should be built. And the vessels also of gold and silver of the temple of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple that was in Jerusalem, and had brought them to the temple of Babylon, King Cyrus brought out of the temple of Babylon, and they were delivered to one Sheshbazzar, whom also he appointed governor, and said to him, Take these vessels and go, and put them in the temple that is in Jerusalem, and let the house of God be built in its place. Then came this same Sheshbazzar, and laid the foundations of the temple of God in Jerusalem, and from that time until now it is in building, and is not yet finished. Now therefore, if it seem good to the king, let him search in the king's library, which is in Babylon, whether it hath been decreed by Cyrus the king that the house of God in Jerusalem should be built, and let the king send his pleasure to us concerning this matter. 1 Esdras, chapter 6. Then King Darius gave orders, and they searched in the library of the books that were laid up in Babylon, and there was found in Ecbatana, which is a castle in the province of Media, a book in which this record was written. In the first year of Cyrus the king decreed that the house of God should be built, which is in Jerusalem, in the place where they may offer sacrifices, and that they lay the foundations that may support the height of 70 cubits and the breadth of 70 cubits. 3 rows of unpolished stones, and so rows of new timber. And the charges shall be given out of the king's house. and also let the golden and silver vessels of the temple of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple of Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, be restored, and carried back to the temple of Jerusalem to their place, which also were placed in the temple of God. Now, therefore, Tattenai, governor of the country beyond the river Shethar-Boznai, and your counselors, the Apharsachites, who are beyond the river, depart far from them, and let that temple of God be built by the governor of the Jews and by their ancients, that they may build that house of God in its place. I also have commanded what must be done by those ancients of the Jews, that the house of God may be built, to wit, that of the king's chest, that is, of the tribute that is paid out of the country beyond the river, the charges be diligently given to those men, lest the work be hindered. And if it shall be necessary, let calves also, and lambs and kids for holocausts to the God of heaven, wheat, salt, wine, and oil, according to the custom of the priests that are in Jerusalem, be given them day by day, that there be no complaint in anything. And let them offer oblations to the God of heaven, and pray for the life of the king and of his children. And I have made a decree, that if any whosoever shall alter this commandment, a beam be taken from his house and set up, and he be nailed upon it, and his house be confiscated. And may the God that hath caused his name to dwell there destroy all kingdoms, and the people that shall put out their hand to resist, and to destroy the house of God that is in Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made the decree, which I will have diligently complied with. So then Tattenai, governor of the country beyond the river, and Shethar-Boznai and his counselors diligently executed what Darius the king had commanded. And the ancients of the Jews built and prospered according to the prophecy of Agis the prophet and of Zechariah the son of Iddo. And they built and finished by the commandment of the God of Israel and by the commandment of Cyrus and Darius and Artaxerxes, kings of the Persians. And they were finishing this house of God until the third day of the month of Adar, which was in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. And the children of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the children of the captivity, kept the dedication of the house of God with joy. And they offered at the dedication of the house of God 100 calves, 200 rams, 400 lambs, and for a sin offering for all Israel, 12 he-goats according to the number of the tribes of Israel. And they set the priests in their divisions, and the Levites in their courses over the works of God in Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. And the children of Israel of the captivity kept the phase on the 14th day of the first month. For all the priests and the Levites were purified as one man. All were clean to kill the phase for all the children of the captivity, and for their brethren the priests and themselves. And the children of Israel that were returned from captivity, and all that had separated themselves from the filthiness of the nations of the earth to them, to seek the Lord the God of Israel, did eat. And they kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy, for the Lord had made them joyful, and had turned the heart of the king of Assyria to them, that he should help their hands in the work of the house of the Lord, the God of Israel. 1 Esdras, chapter 7. Now, after these things, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of the Persians, Esdras, the son of Seraiah, the son of Azariah, the son of Helkiah, the son of Shallum, the son of Zadok, the son of Ahitub, the son of Amariah, the son of Azariah, the son of Meraioth, the son of Zerahiah, the son of Uzzi, the son of Bacchai, the son of Abishua, the son of Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, from the beginning. This Esdras went up from Babylon, and he was a ready scribe in the law of Moses, which the Lord God had given to Israel. And the king granted him all his request, according to the hand of the Lord his God upon him. And there went up some of the children of Israel, and of the children of the priests, and of the children of the Levites, and of the singing men, and of the porters, and of the Nethinites to Jerusalem in the 7th year of Artaxerxes the king. And they came to Jerusalem in the 5th month, in the 7th year of the king. For upon the first day of the first month he began to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the 5th month he came to Jerusalem according to the good hand of his God upon him. For Esdras had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do and to teach in Israel the commandments and judgment. And this is the copy of the letter of the edict which King Artaxerxes gave to Esdras the priest, the scribe instructed in the words and commandments of the Lord, and his ceremonies in Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings to Esdras the priest, the most learned scribe of the law of the God of heaven. Greeting. It is decreed by me that all they of the people of Israel, and of the priests and of the Levites in my realm, that are minded to go into Jerusalem, should go with thee. For thou art sent from before the king and his seven counselors to visit Judea and Jerusalem according to the law of thy God, which is in thy hand, and to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose tabernacle is in Jerusalem, and all the silver and gold that thou shalt find in all the province of Babylon, and that the people is willing to offer, and that the priests shall offer of their own accord to the house of their God, which is in Jerusalem. Take freely, and buy diligently with this money, calves, rams, lambs, with the sacrifices and libations of them, and offer them upon the altar of the temple of your God that is in Jerusalem. And if it seem good to thee and to thy brethren to do anything with the rest of the silver and gold, do it according to the will of your God. The vessels also that are given thee for the sacrifice of the house of thy God, deliver thou in the sight of God in Jerusalem. And whatsoever more there shall be need of for the house of thy God, how much soever thou shalt have occasion to spend, it shall be given out of the treasury, and the king's exchequer, and by me. I, Artaxerxes the king, have ordered and decreed to all the keepers of the public chest that are beyond the river, that whatsoever Esdras the priest, the scribe of the law of God of heaven, shall require of you, you give it without delay, unto 100 talents of silver, and unto 100 cores of wheat, and unto 100 bates of wine, and unto 100 bates of oil and salt without measure. All that belongeth to the rights of God of heaven, let it be given diligently in the house of God of heaven, lest his wrath should be enkindled against the realm of the king and of his sons. We give you also to understand concerning all the priests and the Levites and the singers and the porters and the Nethinites and ministers of the house of this God, that you have no authority to impose toll or tribute or custom upon them. And thou, Esdras, according to the wisdom of thy God, which is in thy hand, appoint judges and magistrates that may judge all the people that is beyond the river, that is, for them who know the law of thy God. Yea, and the ignorant teach ye freely. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king diligently, judgment shall be executed upon them, either unto death or unto banishment or to the confiscation of goods, or at least to prison. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who hath put this in the king's heart, to glorify the house of the Lord, which is in Jerusalem, and hath inclined his mercy toward me before the king and his counselors, and all the mighty princes of the king. And I, being strengthened by the hand of the Lord my God, which is upon me, gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. 1 Esdras chapter 8. Now these are the chief of families, and the genealogy of them, who came up with me from Babylon in the reign of Artaxerxes the king. Of the sons of Phinehas, Gershon. Of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel. Of the sons of David, Hattush. Of the sons of Shechaniah, the son of Perush, Zechariah, and with him were numbered 150 men. Of the sons of Pahath-Moab, Elihoenai, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 men. Of the sons of Shechaniah, the son of Ezekiel, and with him 300 men. Of the sons of Aden, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 men. Of the sons of Elam, Isaiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 men. Of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebediah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 men. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 men. Of the sons of Shelomith, the son of Joshaphiah, and with him 160 men. Of the sons of Bedai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 men. Of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hakaton, and with him 110 men. Of the sons of Adonikam, who were the last, and these are their names, Eliphelet, and Jehiel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 men. Of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai, and Zachar, and with them 70 men. And I gathered them together to the river, which runneth down to Ahava, and we stayed there 3 days. And I sought among the people and among the priests for the sons of Levi, and found none there. So I sent Eliezer and Ariel and Shemaiah and Elnathan and Jarib and another Elnathan and Nathan and Zechariah and Meshullam, chief men, and Jehoiarib and Elnathan, wise men. And I sent them to Iddo, who was chief in the place of Casiphiah. And I put in their mouth the words that they should speak to Iddo and his brethren, the Nethinites, in the place of Casiphiah, that they should bring us ministers of the house of our God. And by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a most learned man of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Sherebiah and his sons and his brethren, 18, and Hashabiah and with him Isaiah of the sons of Merari and his brethren and his sons, 20. And of the Nethinites whom David and the princes gave for the service of the Levites, Nethinites, 220. All these were called by their names. And I proclaimed there a fast by the river Ahava, that we might afflict ourselves before the Lord our God, and might ask of him a right way for us and for our children, and for all our substance. For I was ashamed to ask the king for aid and for horsemen, to defend us from the enemy in the way. Because we had said to the king, "The hand of our God is upon all them that seek him in goodness, and his power and his strength and wrath upon all them that forsake him." And we fasted and besought our God for this, and it fell out prosperously unto us. And I separated 12 of the chief of the priests, Sherebiah and Hashabiah, and with them 10 of their brethren. And I weighed unto them the silver and gold and the vessels consecrated for the house of our God, which the king and his counselors and his princes and all Israel that were found had offered. And I weighed to their hands 650 talents of silver, and 100 vessels of silver, and 100 talents of gold, and 20 cups of gold of 1,000 solids, and 2 vessels of the best shining brass, beautiful as gold. And I said to them, "You are the holy ones of the Lord, and the vessels are holy, and the silver and gold that is freely offered to the Lord, the God of our fathers. Watch ye and keep them, till you deliver them by weight before the chief of the priests and of the Levites and the heads of the families of Israel in Jerusalem into the treasure of the house of the Lord." And the priests and the Levites received the weight of the silver and gold and the vessels to carry them to Jerusalem to the house of our God. Then we set forward from the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us and delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way. And we came to Jerusalem, and we stayed there 3 days. And on the 4th day the silver and the gold and the vessels were weighed in the house of our God by the hand of Merimoth, the son of Uriah the priest. And with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas, and with them Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Binui, Levites, according to the number and weight of everything, and all the weight was written at that time. Moreover, the children of them that had been carried away that were come out of the captivity offered holocausts to the God of Israel, 12 calves for all the people of Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and 12 he-goats for sin, all for a holocaust to the Lord. And they gave the king's edicts to the lords that were from the king's court and the governors beyond the river, and they furthered the people and the house of God. 1 Esdras chapter 9. And after these things were accomplished, the princes came to me, saying, "The people of Israel and the priests and Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands and from their abominations, namely of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Jebusites and the Ammonites and the Moabites and the Egyptians and the Amorites. For they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, and they have mingled the holy seed with the people of the lands. And the hand of the princes and the magistrates hath been first in this transgression." And when I had heard this word, I rent my mantle and my coat, and plucked off the hairs of my head and my beard, and I sat down mourning. And there were assembled to me all that feared the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that were come from the captivity, and I sat sorrowful until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice I rose up from my affliction, and having rent my mantle and my garment, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands to the Lord my God, and said, "My God, I am confounded and ashamed to lift up my face to thee, for our iniquities are multiplied over our heads, and our sins are grown up even unto heaven from the days of our fathers. And we ourselves also have sinned grievously unto this day, and for our iniquities we and our kings and our priests have been delivered into the hands of the kings of the lands, and to the sword, and to captivity, and to spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is at this day. And now as a little, and for a moment, has our prayer been made before the Lord our God, to leave us a remnant, and give us a pin in his holy place, and that our God would enlighten our eyes and would give us a little life in our bondage. For we are bondmen, and in our bondage our God hath not forsaken us, but hath extended mercy upon us before the king of the Persians, to give us life, and to set up the house of our God, and to rebuild the desolations thereof, and to give us a fence in Judah in Jerusalem. And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments, which thou hast commanded by the hand of thy servants the prophets, saying, The land which you go to possess is an unclean land, according to the uncleanness of the people, and of other lands, with their abominations, who have filled it from mouth to mouth with their filth. Now therefore give not your daughters to their sons, and take not their daughters for your sons, and seek not their peace nor their prosperity forever, that you may be strengthened, and may eat the good things of the land, and may have your children, your heirs, forever. And after all that has come upon us for our most wicked deeds and our great sin, seeing that thou, our God, hast saved us from our iniquity, and hast given us a deliverance as at this day, that we should not turn away, nor break thy commandments, nor join in marriage with the people of these abominations, art thou angry with us unto utter destruction, not to leave us a remnant to be saved? O Lord God of Israel, thou art just, for we remain yet to be saved as at this day. Behold, we are before thee in our sin, for there can be no standing before thee in this matter. 1 Esdras chapter 10. Now when Esdras was thus praying, and beseeching, and weeping, and lying before the temple of God, there was gathered to him of Israel an exceeding great assembly of men and women and children, and the people wept with much lamentation. And Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, of the sons of Elam, answered and said to Esdras, We have sinned against our God, and have taken strange wives of the people of the land. And now, if there be repentance in Israel concerning this, let us make a covenant with the Lord our God, to put away all the wives and such as are born of them, according to the will of the Lord, and of them that fear the commandment of the Lord our God. Let it be done according to the law. Arise, it is thy part to give orders, and we will be with thee. Take courage and do it. So Esdras arose, and made the chief of the priests and of the Levites and all Israel to swear that they would do according to this word, and they swore. And Esdras rose up from before the house of God, and went to the chamber of Johanan, the son of Eliashib, and entered in thither. He ate no bread and drank no water, for he mourned for the transgression of them that were come out of the captivity. And proclamation was made in Judah and Jerusalem to all the children of the captivity, that they should assemble together into Jerusalem, and that whosoever would not come within 3 days according to the counsel of the princes and the ancients, all his substance should be taken away, and he should be cast out of the company of them that were returned from captivity. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together to Jerusalem within 3 days, in the 9th month, the 20th day of the month. And all the people sat in the street of the house of God, trembling because of the sin and the rain. And Esdras the priest stood up and said to them, You have transgressed and taken strange wives to add to the sins of Israel. And now make confession to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his pleasure, and separate yourselves from the people of the land and from your strange wives. And all the multitude answered and said with a loud voice, According to thy word unto us, so be it done. But as the people are many, and it is time of rain, and we are not able to stand without, and it is not a work of 1 day or two, for we have exceedingly sinned in this matter, let rulers be appointed in all the multitude, and in all our cities. Let them that have taken strange wives come at the times appointed, and with them the ancients and the judges of every city, until the wrath of our God be turned away from us for this sin. Then Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jehaziah the son of Tikva were appointed over this, and Meshullam and Shabbethai, Levites, helped them. And the children of the captivity did so, And Esdras the priest, and the men heads of the families in the houses of their fathers, and all by their names, went and sat down in the first day of the 10th month to examine the matter. And they made an end with all the men that had taken strange wives by the first day of the 1st month. And there were found among the sons of the priests that had taken strange wives, of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak and his brethren, Maaseiah and Eleazar and Jarib and Gedaliah. And they gave their hands to put away their wives and to offer for their offenses a ram of the flock. And of the sons of Immer, Hanani and Zebadiah. And of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah and Elijah and Shemaiah and Jehiel and Oziah. And of the sons of Pasher, Eliuenai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nathanael, Jozabad, and Elisha. And of the sons of the Levites, Jozabad, and Shemai, and Kaliah, the same as Kalita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eliezer. And of the singing men, Eliashib. And of the porters, Shalom, and Telem, and Uri. And of Israel, of the sons of Peresh, Remiah, and Josiah, and Melchiah, and Midjamin, and Eliezer, and Melchijah, and Benaiah. And of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, and Abdi, and Jeremoth, and Eliah. And of the sons of Zattu, Eliuenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, and Zabad, and Azizah. And of the sons of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, Athlai. And of the sons of Bani, Meshullam, and Malak, and Adiah, Jashub, and Sheol, and Ramoth. And of the sons of Pahath Moab, Adna, and Kelal, Benaiah, and Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, Binui, and Manasseh. And of the sons of Harim, Eliezer, Ishijah, Melchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Malak, Shemariah. And of the sons of Hashem, Mattani, Mattata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, Shemai. Of the sons of Bani, Maadai, Amram, and Uel, Benaiah, and Bediah, Kela, Vaniah, Meremoth, and Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattani, and Jaasai, and Bani, and Binui, Shimei, and Shalemiah, and Nathan, and Adiah, and Machnadibai, Sheshai, Sherai, Azarel, and Shalemiah, Shemariah, Shalem, Amariah, Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jaddai, and Joel, and Benaiah. All these had taken strange wives, and there were among them women that had borne children.